with someone else. We heard her locking the bedroom door. Then she came into the bathroom and said, "It's okay, you can come out now." So we crept out of the crawl space closets, thinking the other person was Tio Pepe or the ambassador himself. But as Mommy and I headed out, there was a blonde girl sitting on Tia Mari's bed with her back to us. We hurried back to the bathroom, but Tia Mari called, "Come on out here, somebody wants to see you." Mommy and I were shocked. We all know that we are not to show our faces to anyone except our two hosts. Tia Mari appeared at the door of the bathroom with this blonde girl wearing sunglasses and a dress that you could tell she didn't much like by the way she was looking down, disgusted at herself. Then she glanced up with the most familiar eyes in the world. "Mundine!" Mommy cried out. "Hush," Tia Mari said, laughing. "So it works," she said. "I told El Embajador that the best test would be if his own mother and sister didn't recognize him." Mundine was on his way to the boat. He hugged us goodbye. "I'm not all that happy about this," he said. "And I don't mean the disguise. I mean leaving you. Papi always said if anything should happen..." He stopped when Mommy started to cry. Tia Mari let me walk with Mundine to the door of the bedroom. With every step, I felt my heart falling apart, like that torture I heard about on the radio where a man was slowly cut up alive. Mundine turned to me, and they say boys don't cry, so maybe it was because he was dressed as a girl, but there were tears in my big brother's eyes. As for me, I was sobbing so hard I could barely breathe.